believe that all things are possible through me, saith the Spirit of grace. Those things that you've not been able to see in the natural, begin to see in the Spirit. For I testify unto you in truth that there is a great harvest coming. Know this, that I desire to come through you. For the things that seem impossible, even the loved ones that seem unreachable, I say that through your words and through your prayers of compassion, through your intercession, I will bring forth a great harvest in this last day, saith the Spirit of grace. Do not be weary in well-doing, saith the Lord. Continue to speak those things against what you see and even against the atmosphere that you feel. When you come into their presence, speak the words that I give you. For too often, my children speak the things that they themselves have thought, contemplated, and planned. Choose to be like the firstborn, the first begotten, my son. His plan was this: to choose to listen always. If you listen when you're with them, you're with me. Know that in my presence, in their presence, I will give you the words to say, and they will be sweet words, words filled with compassion, words filled with love, in which they will not be able to repudiate. They will not be able. For you will break them down under my love, and the power of my Spirit will go directly after their hearts. For the world and the church world has only seen one aspect many times of deliverance. For the devils that possess them and the devils that control them through perversion and addictions, do you not know that I can love those devils out of them? Speak what you hear. Speak what you hear on the inside and judge it. Judge it like this. Will this bring compassion to the moment? Will this bring a sweetness to the hour? For I desire to come in a way that they've never seen or heard you speak before. You'll change their destiny. You're changing it even now in this time of worship, saith the Spirit of grace.